In John 10:24, the Jews had surrounded Jesus and asked him, "How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "I told you, and ye believed not. My Father is greater than all, and I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones to stone him. And Jesus said unto them, "Many good works have I showed thee of my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" And the Jews replied, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because thou, being a man, makest thyself God." You see, they wished to stone Jesus because it angered them when he said that he and his Father, Jehovah God, were one in the same. So I ask you, was Jesus God? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? Hey friend, was Jesus God? Once Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And he received a variety of answers. Some said that he was John the Baptist, others said he was Elijah, and other people said that he was Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And if you were to take a poll asking people, "Who was Jesus the Christ?" you too would get an assortment of answers. For some would say he was a good man. Jews would most likely say he was a good prophet, but not the Son of God. While Jehovah's Witnesses will tell you that Jesus was Michael the Archangel, made into a perfect human to die for our sins. You see, you would receive a lot of incorrect answers, ranging Jesus from being just a good man to Michael the Archangel. So just imagine if you ask people the pointed question, "Was Jesus God?" The dominant answer you would receive would be a resounding no. Because when it comes right down to the identity of Jesus, many people do greatly err by not knowing the scriptures. So let's search out the scriptures to find out if Jesus Christ was equal with God. John 5:18 says that the Jews sought the more to kill Jesus because not only had he broken the Sabbath, but he had also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God, unquote. So the Jews wished to kill him because by calling God his Father, he was making himself equal with God. Yet Paul lets us know that before the world was, Jesus was in the form of God, and he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, Philippians 2:6. So, you see, even before the world was, Jesus thought it was not robbery for him to be equal with God. But our natural carnal minds of all mankind cannot handle this revelation. So the Jews wanted to stone Jesus to death. Nowadays, modern-day cults, such as the Jehovah's Witnesses, deny Jesus his full deity as God by rewriting all Bible verses, such as Philippians 2:6, which plainly state the fact that Jesus was equal to God because Jesus was God. They will say that he was as great as Adam was before the fall, and that he was Michael the Archangel, and they even call Jesus a spirit creature. But God? Never. 5 verses later, in John 10:24, the Jews surrounded Jesus and said unto him, "How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." And Jesus answered them, "I told you, and ye believe not. My Father is greater than all, and I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones to stone him. And he said, "For which of my good works do you wish to stone me?" And the Jews said unto him, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because thou, being a mere man, makest thyself God." For when Jesus plainly said, "I and my Father are one," he was saying not only were they one in purpose and works, he was saying that he and the Father were one and the same. And that's why when Philip asked Jesus to show us the Father and it will satisfy us, Jesus said unto him, "Hast thou not been with me all this time, Philip, and you have not known the Father? He that has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." John 14:9, proving again that he and the Father are one in the same. Now Ephesians 6:4 says that there is one Father of all, not two, but one. Yet Isaiah says that Christ shall be called the everlasting Father. Isaiah 9:6. And Jehovah was called by Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven. Now either Jesus or Jehovah is an impostor, because the Bible says that there is only one Father, or Jesus, the everlasting Father, and Jehovah, God, the Father which is in heaven, are the same, just like Jesus said, I and my Father are one. And if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, and the Father is very God. Isaiah 9:6 calls Jesus the mighty God, and Jehovah Witnesses will try to lessen the full deity of Jesus by stating, yes, Jesus is called the mighty God, but Jehovah is called the almighty God. But you need only to quote Psalm chapter 50 verse 1 to shut their mouths. For in Psalm chapter 50 verse 1, Jehovah himself, just like Jesus, is called the mighty God. For you need only to remember that every time you see the word Lord with all four of its letters capitalized in the Old Testament, that means that it should be interpreted Jehovah. I repeat, every time you see the word Lord in all capital letters in the Old Testament, it should be interpreted Jehovah. And Psalms 50 verse 1 says that the mighty God, even the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, hath spoken. So it should be rendered, the mighty God, even Jehovah, has spoken. And that's how it's written in their Bibles. So both Jesus and Jehovah are called the mighty God. And Ephesians 4:6 says that there is only one God, so there cannot be two mighty gods. Therefore, Jesus and Jehovah are one in the same. By the way, Revelation 1:8 calls Jesus the Almighty because presently all power in heaven and in earth, which happens to be all the power there is given unto him. Isaiah 7:4 says that Jesus would be called Emmanuel, and Matthew 1:23 says that Emmanuel, being interpreted, means God with us. Now, Jesus' name Emmanuel means God with us. And if it took the divine revelation to reveal to Peter that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, then how much more did doubting Thomas have to have divine revelation to declare unashamedly that Jesus Christ was his Lord and his God? John 20:28. By the way, Jesus referred to himself as the Lord God. Recall the scripture that Jesus used to resist Satan's temptation. Jesus told Satan, "It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And since it is also written that the Lord thy God is one Lord, then Jesus' statement sums up his oneness and equality with Jehovah by referring to himself as the Lord God. In Micah chapter 3 verse 9, Jehovah God says that I am the Lord, I change not. And remember that when the word Lord is in capital letters, it is to be rendered Jehovah. So it actually reads, I am Jehovah, I change not. Micah 3:6. Can Jesus Christ match Jehovah's changelessness? Yes, he can, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, he too is changeless. In Isaiah 44:6, Jehovah declares that I am the first and I am the last. There is no God besides me. Yet in Revelation 22:13, Jesus Christ says that I am the first and I am the last. Now, friend, there cannot be two first and two last. So it is clear that either one of them is lying about being the first or the last, or else the Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Christ of the New, and they are one and the same. Note this, that before there was a New Testament, Jesus said boldly to all the religious leaders of his day, in John 5:39, search the Scriptures, for in them, speaking of the law, you think you have life, but these are they which testify of me. Now, the major character which the Old Testament Scriptures testify of was Jehovah God. Yet Jesus said that the Scriptures were testifying of him, when the Old Testament plainly testified of Jehovah and his mighty acts. For when the Scriptures testify of Jehovah, they are testifying of Jesus. For he said, I and the Father are one. He did not say, I am the archangel are one, but he said, I and the Father are one. So when the scriptures testified of the Father, it was testifying of Jesus. For when Jesus told them to search the scriptures, there was no New Testament in his day. The only testament that testified at that time was the Old Testament, the books from Genesis to Malachi. And the Old Testament testified only of Jehovah God. And yet Jesus said that they were testifying of him because he and Jehovah are one. In Hosea 13:4, Jehovah said, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. There is no Savior besides me. Listen to what Jehovah God, the God which cannot lie, said. I am the one who brought you up, and there is no Savior besides me. M-E. No Savior but me, Jehovah says. But yet, Jesus Christ is called our Lord and Savior. And the angels announced at his birth that unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. Now either Jehovah lied when he said there is no Savior besides me, or his angels lied to the shepherds by telling them that a Savior was being born in the city of David. And the only one referred to as Savior in the New Testament is Jesus Christ. He is called Savior 24 times, and Jehovah God, the one who said there is no Savior besides me, is called Savior 12 times. Jesus is called Savior exactly twice as many times as Jehovah is. Yet Jehovah says that there is no Savior besides me. So either Jesus is an imposter, or else Jesus and Jehovah are one and the same, which they are. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5, Jehovah calls Jesus his son, God. For Hebrews 1, 5 states, unto which of the angels has God said to at any time, thou art my son? You see, God has never called Michael the archangel, or an angel of any other order, his son. For in verse 8 it says, but unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is established forever. You see here, Jehovah God calls his son, O God. Yet he said, there are no gods besides him. So, did he break his word? No, because the Father and his Son are one, just like Jesus said. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And the Father can plainly state that when I speak of myself, I speak of my Son, for he and his Son are one. Revelation 4:11 cites the 24 elders worshiping Jehovah, proclaiming that for his pleasure he has created all things. Yet the Bible says that all things were created by Jesus, John 1:3. So by logical deduction, we know that if someone says that they have created all things, and someone else says that they have created all things, then one of them is lying. Because if someone says that they have created all things, that doesn't leave room for anyone to create one thing more, for all is all. And Colossians 1:16 and John 1:3 says that Jesus created all things. And Revelation 4:11 says that the Father created all things. So was the true and the living God, or Jesus Christ, the one who says that he was the truth, lying? Neither one were. They both are one and the same. God, the creator of all things, for Jesus said, I and my Father are one. So let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter by the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. He says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. For God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. So, who was manifest in the flesh? Was it the archangel? No, it was God. Paul said that God was manifest in the flesh. So, was Jesus God? Yes. I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?